scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
Well, it looks like there's another social network that we have to download on our phone.
Great.
Amazon is jumping into the social media game. According to Business Insider, they've launched a new shopping social network called Spark. Now, it resembles Instagram and allows online shoppers to scroll through a feed before clicking on a product image and purchasing it, which is going to make my bank account go down to zero.
Go away. I'm kind of surprised, honestly, that like Facebook hasn't figured out how to integrate shopping right into the experience. I mean, I know you can click ads, but you can't buy products right from the page.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I mean, you can exchange money and all that
Pretty
stuff.
Pretty soon, so. I think you'll just be able to think about buying stuff and it'll just show up on your door.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be like, oh, I thought I wanted that. I didn't actually verify or confirm that purchase, but cool.
Sure, whatever. And how many people are going to actually return that stuff?
Right. You're like, I got to go print out a packing slip. I mean, I'm not doing that. Okay, so here's something that I hope pops up in my Spark feed because I might buy it. Crystal Pepsi.
Are you a fan of Crystal Pepsi?
Oh, no, but that's I would still buy it for funsies.
It is my all-time favorite drink.
Here's, to be honest, I don't remember what Crystal Pepsi tastes like because it was out like 25 years ago.
It came out for a little while last summer.
Oh, I didn't try it. So what does it taste like? Is it kind of like a cola, but like a Sprite?
Kind of like what dreams are made of.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty delicious.
So it's coming back.
Most people think it's awful. I think it's good.
It's coming back on August 14th. So you will have a chance again. You remember the Crystal Pepsi song? Right now.
Yeah.
Hold on till tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, Van Hagar.
I mean, it wasn't really just the Crystal Pepsi song, but
I know.
It'll always be to me the Crystal Pepsi song.
Here's something interesting, make you think about it. Do you tilt your head to the left when you kiss someone? Think about it.
I don't think so. I think I go to the right.
If you do, you're in the minority because researchers at the University of Bath actually did a research about this. Why, I have no idea. But they were able to identify that 2/3 of people lean right when they kiss. Apparently, your dominant hand is a very strong indication of which direction you're going to tilt your head before leaning in for a kiss. And since most people are right-handed, they tilt to the right.
Don't people ever change it up, though? That's what I'm thinking. Like, maybe first time would be to the right, but then at some point, maybe you just go to the left.
I think it's on the first initial.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pay attention to this because I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to say probably right.
I'm a little more of a left leaner because I'm left-handed. So.
Well, see, now what if you were, is Jocelyn right-handed?
Yes.
Does she have to course correct?
Yep.
Okay.
It depends on who goes in first.
Oh, I see. So. Yeah. Why don't you just go completely straight?
Nah,
tilt your head at all.
My nose is ginormous, so it's not
like
going to work.
The world's most awkward. So the Creola, Louisiana police recently arrested Zach Evans for going 108 miles per hour.
Wow.
In a 55 mile per hour speed zone. Oh, my goodness. His wife, Bridget, went into labor before they jumped in the car and took off. Zach and Bridget refused to stop for a police officer and drove for 5 miles with him following. When they exited the highway, other officers were waiting. They arrested Zach and called an ambulance for Bridget. Zach was cited for speeding and careless operation. He missed his baby being born.
All that work for nothing.
Yeah, that's too bad. Well, you know, I will say, most of the time, babies do not come as fast as they do in movies and in TV shows.
Right.
So you probably very rarely have to go 108 and a 55. And you should at least, like, flag the cops and just, I don't know.
Right. You could have stopped and then
for a
ambulance.
Second, just had the wife get out and point at her belly and then jump back in.
Exactly.
Something like
I'm having a baby. I do have a friend.
Or put her in the cop car.
There you go.
Then he can throw his flashes on.
Like, we need a police escort to the hospital. That probably would have been a better idea.
Yeah. Poor Zach. He just wasn't thinking.
I do have a buddy that did deliver his baby while calling 911.
Oh, my goodness.
And delivering the baby on the side of the highway.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
Listen to Johnny and Megan mornings on today's Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast.